Prophet and Prince of Royal Persian Blood in Buffalo. Tuesday, September 10, 1912. Buffalo. Publication Buffalo, New York Inquirer. Hail, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas. Universal peace and unity of the world his aim, without asking followers to relinquish their respective religions. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, descendant of the Prophet and Prince of the Royal Blood of Persia, who is founder of the new religion, known as the Baha'i Movement, arrived at the Iroquois later last night and is spending today and tomorrow in Buffalo, meeting the several scores of Baha'iists who live in the city. He is accompanied by several secretaries and attendants, all dark-complexioned, alert-looking young fellow countrymen. Tonight, Abdu'l-Bahá will meet his local followers either at the Iroquois or at the home of J. Harrison Mills on Elmwood Avenue, depending upon what arrangements are made during the day. The leader of the new religious thought, it can hardly be called a sect because it admits all believers in God, irrespective of denomination, and professes not to wean them from church affiliations, but to hold them loosely in a general philosophy that requires no pledges and permits retention of membership in established churches. Is a patriarchal appearing old gentleman with flowing white beard, big blue eyes, oriental coloring encased, prominent features, and a head that would attract attention anywhere. His native dress. He is of sturdy build, of medium height, and looks anywhere from 65 to 80 in years. Actually, he is 68, having been born May 4, 1844. The Baha, when he received visitors from this morning, was attired in a white turban, black cassock-like robe, and an undergarment of cream-colored cloth that looked something like a fine, Eli-woven canvas, but had a sheen to it that bespoke foreign materials and manufacture. On his feet were knit slippers. The secretaries and interpreter who surround the Baha wore, for the most part, smart American clothing, topped off with little round Persian hats of black. One secretary, who was industriously writing, had a black robe, similar to the Baha's, over his modern attire. Abdu'l-Bahá converses through an interpreter, readily answering questions and prompt to explain his teachings, which filter through the interpreting process, however in general terms. I teach a universal peace and unity of the world, said the Baha when asked about his belief. It is a spiritual advancement, spreading the desire for universal peace, love of God, the communication of the hearts of people, and the foundation of a heavenly civilization. World growing better. Asked if any arrangements were made for a meeting with Baha'iists of the city or to expound his beliefs, the leader of the new faith answered he did not know. He indicated that he came to the city without any advance arrangements, and if those who are interested in his teachings want a meeting here, he will attend it. He is at their disposal. From Buffalo he will go to Chicago, he said, and where he will go while here has not been decided upon yet. Some folks have the impression that Abdu'l-Bahá forecasts the end of the world. He said he doesn't. Asked directly if he predicts the ends of the world, he smiled in dissent and through his interpreter answered, I know the world has no end. It always will continue as God has created it. If anything is to end, as prophecy relates, it refers to present conditions. Is the world growing better? Much so. It has progressed and will continue to progress. The Baha said his belief has no churches, that it is a spiritual advancement. He comes himself of Mohammedan stock, but asked if he was a Mohammedan, replied in the negative. I am a Baha'iist. His followers say that Christians, Mohammedans, Jews, and all believers in a single God are eligible to their rank without relinquishing their distinctive belief in Christ, Muhammad, or inspired prophets. Abdu'l-Bahá, as of the seed of Muhammad, is entitled to wear the green turban. He does not, because that would stamp him as a Mohammedan, and he gives his adherence to his own broader views. The present leader of the Baha'is inherits his position from his father, Mirza Hussein Ali, known also as Baha'u'llah. The member of the Baha'i party besides himself are Mirza Mahmud, Mirza Ahmad Sohrab, and Dr. Amin Farid, the latter the interpreter. A universal religion. The father taught the universal religion and was persecuted by the Turkish Mohammedans, finally being confined as a prisoner at Akka, where he lived under restraint for nearly a half century. There, Abdu'l-Bahá was born and was instructed by his father. The latter died in 1892. The son was kept a prisoner until the Turkish Revolution 1908, when he was liberated. Since then, he has been traveling and teaching his belief. It is claimed that there are many Baha'is in this country and throughout the world, more in the Mohammedan countries than elsewhere, as that is where the faith arose. Several Baha'is publications have sprung up in this country. Buffalo Baha'is claim that at times as many as 300 persons have attended their meetings. These are not affiliated in any way, however, so exact statements as to the number of believers are unattainable. The Baha'is regard Abdu'l-Bahá as a prophet and his father as one before him. They quote passages of the Bible to substantiate this. References to automobiles as chariots that shall be as flaming torches in the days of preparation, the selling bread by weight, the advent of flying machines, and other inventions, indicated by chapter and verse in their pamphlets. Abdu'l-Bahá will meet a number of local Baha'is in his room at the Iroquois this afternoon. At 8 o'clock tonight, he will hold a reception in one of the parlors at the Iroquois.